بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى أهله وصحبه أجمعين. In one of his talks, Hazrat Maulana Masih Allah Rahmatullahi mentions a verse of the Quran Kareem to explain. If you recall, we said that Shaytan was rejected by Allah and expelled from Jannat because he refused to make sujood to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. So when he was expelled, he made certain vows, certain promises he made to Allah. Now you can imagine how bold was the shaitan, that in spite of having earned Allah's anger, he still has the muster and the courage to make promises. So we said, لَأَتَّخِذَنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ. Now Hazrat quotes this ayat and he's saying, shaitan said, لَأَتَّخِذَنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا. That I will, now he's taking the word that he used, this particular structure of sentence in Arabic, it's like an oath, that most certainly I will take from your servants, he's telling Allah, a fixed share as my slaves. I will make them my slaves. And we know that this fixed share ended up to be the majority of Allah's creation. Majority of them are following shaitan. So he succeeded. So then he says, وَلَا أُضِلَّنَّهُمْ. I'm going to mislead them. وَلَا أَمُرَنَّهُمْ وَلَا أُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ. I'm going to give them, put in their minds all these worldly desires and worldly ambitions. وَلَا أَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ. As it says that, Shaitan said that I will instruct them, I will give them an instruction and they will cut off the ears of the animals. Now this was a practice among the Arabs and it was done out of a superstition. It was a practice related to shirk. And then Hazrat Maulana mentions here that even in his time people were doing this. And then you ask them, why you cut the animal's ear? He says, no, it will save them from sickness. It will stop a disease. Like how we have today, people cut the tails of the animals. And they say, no, this is because of protecting the animal from a disease. But, of course, this is something false. It's all ideas that come from shaitan. And then he goes further. He says, وَلَا أَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. Another instruction I will give them is that they will alter and change the natural creation of Allah. And here, as it mentions, he comments here, that this means that the way Allah created people, shaitan is going to alter and change that. He wants to show Allah that I will oppose you and I will defy you. So you created man in a certain way, I'm going to change that. You created man with a beard, I will make sure that they shave their beards. And in this manner, there are many other things that come about. It's not only related to the beard, the manner of dressing, the hairstyles. Look today what's happening, as it says here, that every time it's a new fashion, a new trend in the way they cut their hair, the way that women are cutting their hair, the type of dressing, the fashions that come about. And as it particularly mentions here, that people, even men folk, obviously for women it's totally haram, but even men are wearing clothing that are tight fitting, tight around the body, around the buttocks. So all this is contrary to Sharia, and these are things that come from shaitan. Shaitan put this. We have these people that create the fashions in the world. Like we call them the trend setters. They set the trend. Now where do they get all these ideas? It is shaitan that put these things in their mind, that create something like this now. Now for the women, have a different type of dress, so you expose more of the body, expose more of the legs. So it's all the ideas of shaitan, and this is his plan to change the creation of Allah. And then Hazrat goes on to say further that this is not only confined to dressing. It's a lot of It's a lifestyle that has changed. Values have changed, ideas of people. And where it comes from? Again, it is shaitan. Now just moving away from this, something from my experience in just recently, we see that shaitan puts all these things in the minds of the kuffar. Now because our Muslims are so sort of intermingling with the kuffar, and we become influenced by their thoughts and their trends, we also believe that it's something good to do. We think that, well, Sharia doesn't disallow this. So you have people that suffer from, they have cancer. They suffer from cancer. So the treatment is the chemotherapy, and the result of this chemo is that they lose their hair. Right, so they become bald. Now, sometimes it happens to women. And you know, for a woman to lose her hair, it's very, very ugly and it's very depressing. So some Muslims are saying that these kuffar are telling us that now what we must do, we must, to show solidarity with them, we must also shave our heads off. Now imagine what warped thinking this is. Now where does it come from? We Muslims are following these trends, and the trends come from shaitan. So therefore it's very important for us to realize that we need to hold fast to our deen and keep this ayat in mind, that whenever something new comes up, it is فَلَا يُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. There is going to be a change that comes from shaitan, a change to the creation of Allah. And then furthermore, one more thing Hazrat mentioned here, that even to do anything that is outside the limits of Sharia, that also is changing the creation of Allah. Allah has set a limit to do something. Now, Allah did not set a limit just for nothing, or just like that. There are reasons that Allah set these limits and these certain restrictions. Now, when you go beyond those restrictions, then you are changing the creation of Allah. And this is where we come about, where a thing called bid'ah comes about. Because in most cases, bid'ah is when people, they exceed or they go beyond the limits of Sharia. Sharia says you must do something to a certain extent. You say, I'll do more than this, which is not allowed by Sharia. So we need to be careful. This is also a very subtle way that shaitan changes the creation of Allah. It changes the thinking of people. So our minds start thinking differently. But as long as we remain strong and firm on the sunnah, inshallah, that thinking will be within the limits of Sharia. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice. Subhanallah.